Professional women's hockey is coming this fall with the debut of the Buffalo Buttes, one of four franchises in the National Women's Hockey League. The league will have a salary cap of around $270,000, with players expected to make around $15,000 for the season. Rosters are not set, and a training camp, which is open to the public, will take place tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Harbor Center and on Sunday at 3. Danny Rylan is the commissioner of the National Women's Hockey League, and she joins us by phone this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
Now let's talk about the women's game. I was just talking to someone who's a lot more familiar with it than I am yesterday, and one of the elements that they pointed out is there's no checking, correct?
That's correct.
All right, but with that, which some might say is a negative, a lot of people like checking in the men's game, they also say that the counterpoint to that, though, is without the checking, the game seems to open up more. It's a little faster in terms of flow. What do you think?
I mean, even though there's no open ice checking, the women's game is still a very physical game, and when you watch the game, like, you know that there's body contact is definitely encouraged, so even though there isn't open ice hitting, you're right, the flow of the game is extremely fast-paced, and a lot of people do enjoy watching the women's game because you can watch the plays develop, you can see the passes, and kind of like women's tennis, how people compare that to men's tennis. Men's tennis is kind of ace and done. The women's tennis, there's a little more flow to the game, and I think same can be said about women's hockey.
All right, Danny Rylan, you have a tough job here. You're the commissioner of a new league, and the sports world's a very busy place. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, on and on and on and on and on. So it's a busy, busy place. Where do you see the niche for your league inside this really crowded sports landscape?
Well, women's game, and you know, our league's only going to have four teams, Jay. So when you have only four teams and an 18-player roster max, that's 72 total players.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fair to say that all of the players in this league will be training to compete in the next Olympics. So even if you go to an NHL game, an NBA game, or any of the professional leagues that you'd mentioned, it's very rare that almost half of the players on any team will be Olympians or former Olympians are, you know, going to compete in the next Olympics. So the quality is extremely high, and also it's an untapped market. There are little girls who want to grow up to be professional hockey players, and their parents want them to have that dream as well. So that opportunity is given to them to see these new heroes.
You know, and that brings me to my final question, and that, of course, this is a professional league. Players get paid. Owners are investing real dollars into the way this all works out. But you, of course, were a player at Northeastern, so you have an understanding of this. But is there maybe a greater significance for hopeful young female athletes to see this develop and perhaps maybe something to aspire to?
Oh, for sure. I think that is what makes it all worth it. When I get a hockey dad or a hockey mom come up to me and thank me that they're young daughter, you know, now can grow up to have the same aspirations as their son. You know, their son may want to play on the Buffalo Sabres, and now their daughter wants to play on the Buffalo Buttes, and I think that's what's really special about it. And kind of one story that resonates with me, someone asked me, like, where do you see the league 15 years from now? And, like, right away I thought, okay, well, in 15 years, a six-year-old who may start skating because of the NWHL will now be draft eligible. She may be a first-round draft pick. And that's something that's pretty special, and I still get goosebumps telling that story.
Danny Rylan is the commissioner of the National Women's Hockey League. She joins us by phone this morning. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Jay. Talk to you later.